Hi, this is a dictation for patient Geryl Edwards, GerylEdwards. Date of birth is 3/13/64. Date of accident is 9/28/2023. Date of service is 1/22/2024. The patient presents with the various complaints, and allegedly they are related to the automobile accident that she suffered on 9/28/2023. In this accident, she was a restrained driver and was rear-ended on near Telegraph Road. In Detroit, near Grand River, as she was coming off the freeway. Apparently, she suffered from a headaches along with symptoms of TBI, like dizziness, blurred vision, panic, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and pain syndrome started from pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, pain in both the shoulders and the left arm with radiation to both buttocks, both legs, all the way down to involving the feet and toes, as numbness and tingling with difficulty in walking and ADLs. Patient also report that the pain medication Tylenol codeine made her stomach very upset and she's unable to tolerate it. Although the pain is severe, she demands stronger pain medication. Currently, patient report that her pain in the lower back is 10, neck pain is 8, headaches are occupying front and the back of the head, and sometimes radiating from front to back, back to front, and involving even the vortex. Associated with nausea and sensitivity to the light and the noise, the headaches are almost constant and quite often associated with the memory loss and also dizziness, vertigo, double vision, and anxiety, depression. So the patient has a pain in the neck, lower back, and middle back also off and on. She also reports a pain in both the shoulders, and radiation of pain is reported to the left arm all the way, definitely up to the elbow, and after that it also radiates involving the ring finger is extremely painful and difficult time to move on the left side. Lower back pain is radiating to both the legs posteriorly. She also has a pain in the left knee, which is bad. Her pain in the shoulder is worse on the left side than the right. An MRI of the lumbar spine has been available now, and it is explained to her that there is an involvement of L3-4, L4-5, L5, S1 disc. She also has an injury to the right shoulder in the area of supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendons, and also labrum damage, and arthritis of the AC joint. Left shoulder MRI is not available. I did call the hospital at Extension, but they do not have any MRI for the left shoulder. Regarding the MRI for the cervical spine, it is found that the patient has a degenerative spur throughout spur complex, as well as bulging disc at C3, 4 and C6, 7. However, she has a generalized neuroforaminal narrowing and involvement of uncovertebral facet joint degenerative changes. And she also is found to have a perineural cyst at C731 and C67, for which she will be referred to a neurologist or neurosurgeon separately. The patient is otherwise stable. She has a hard time walking, doing ADLs. She's also panicky on traveling in the car. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 110 over 80, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 12/14/2023, dictation number 0107-007. The plan is to continue physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, and the left knee, and also both sacroiliac joints 3 times per week. She has been advised by chiropractor, laser treatment, and massage. Treatments of work, housework replacement, and transportation are also ordered. They provided in addition Norco 5 milligram tablet once a day, 30 tablets for pain relief. Her meds have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, new toxicology screen has been ordered. She's also provided with a medication from the office pharmacy, Mobic 7.5 milligram two times a day for anti-inflammatory and healing, Flexeril 10 milligram two times a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 10 milligram twice a day, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Aloe Vera is provided 50 milligram at night for help with the GAD disorder, pain relief, and sleep. Nerontin is provided 600 milligram twice a day for help with the pain relief. Furoset, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN provided for headaches, and lidocaine ointment are provided for topical pain relief. In addition, we have provided her back brace, neck brace, tense unit, ACE bandage to her left elbow and left wrist and knee. She has also been referred to a counseling for help with the anxiety and panic and psychological issues. She is being referred for neuropsych evaluation for TBI. She is being ordered an MRI for left shoulder at her request to make sure there is no pathology missed. In addition, she has been provided with a Onlux photobiomodulation device to bring her more relief through the infrared and laser treatment. Patient will be seen in 15 days' time. We also discussed the role of the lumbar epidural steroid injections, time 4 to 6, in the lumbar area, and role of the cervical epidural steroid injection in the neck area, times 2 to 3, as well as shoulder injections for the rotator cuff and intra-articular injection for the shoulder. The patient wants to continue 1 month more therapy before having any injection treatment begin yet. So we have also discussed the role of spinal cord stimulation in case the injection treatment don't help her. Thank you.